The kids in Girl and Boy Land will have a jubilee when Santa Claus comes to Midland this weekend. The annual Santa Claus Parade from the Midland Civitan Club will be making its way down King Street this Saturday, beginning at 11 a.m. Starting from Little Lake Park Road at the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center, approximately 40 participating entrants will provide live entertainment and ample color as they parade past Young Street and into the downtown core of town. This year's theme will be Christmas Around the World, a symbol of global connection which has been celebrated in past parades. Parade Chair Mike Tinney of the Midland Civitan Club admitted that the parade might not be up to pre-pandemic standards, but that isn't due to a lack of effort. The last 2 years have had quite the impact on parade enthusiasm and participation around the world, said Tinney. We hope we have a good turnout of residents. With the return of the Big Guy in Red, the Christmas classic Geezers, the Grinch and Scrooge, will be making their appearances. Chuffy the Civitan Train will be returning for the 47th year, along with clowns, elves, and numerous characters like Mickey Mouse and princesses which the kids will be sure to love. Author David Dupuis is slated to be the honorary parade marshal, with several North Simcoe dignitaries preparing to spread the joy and festivities for attendees. In advance of the parade, the downtown BIA will be hosting its annual tree lighting ceremony at Nizode Park, located beside the Midland Public Library at 320 King Street, on Friday, November 25 from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Music and storytelling will precede the tree lighting, with appearances from the town crier, Legion Pipes and Drums, Midland Fire Department, and even Santa Claus. This will also kick off Friday night late-night shopping in downtown Midland, said Chris Wilkie of the BIA, noting that stores would be open until 8 p.m. for Friday evenings until Christmas to allow for fun and convenience. Early weather forecasts for the region anticipate above-freezing temperatures with a chance of snow for Friday and Saturday.